This is the city. County, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday. And a Thursday with some glitches to it, thanks to Westwood One. We don't know what's going on with our news service, Ross. They're sending us commercials. They come across fine, but for their news, it's not. Plus, Dennis Miller, too. So I'm going to have to find a number to call and complain. So we'll find out what the problem is.
Very strange.
But, yeah, we're getting their signal, especially their commercials. So anyway, we do have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last weekend. They include Patrol Extra, Beck Lake Park, Patrol Extra, Eastgate Cleaners, Patrol Extra at Heights Avenue, Patrol Extra, then Sunset Elementary School. So everybody gets Patrol Extra, almost.
Who's paying for all these extras?
Yeah. So where are the criminals going to go? Well, there is a traffic complaint on 16th Street. RP reports a gray-black Ford swerving in and out of lanes and opening their door in traffic. We don't know if that's a new thing. So. And,
the marketing department is rethinking the Ford Swervy.
Yeah, and where the door just flies open.
Oh,
yeah. We don't know. Fraud-related, at Good to Go, counterfeit bill disposition, C-case. Doesn't say what it was, but they had a 20 that was passed.
And these things seem to come in waves. We'll get a bunch of reports, then they go away for a while. Then somebody buys a new laser printer, and they start looking at it and thinking,
this might be a way for me to make money.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Animal call other on Frisbee. RP says the dogs at this address are always out and have attacked the RP's dogs. They're looking for the Frisbee.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what you get for living on Frisbee.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see, Patrol Extra again. Now we're hanging around Walmart. Lots of Patrol Extra. The miscellaneous assistants out with the truck. A lot of stranded vehicles as well. Let's go over here. Animal call other on Rumsey. Anonymous RP, alley behind the Blair building, a black dog on a tie-out. RP advised, no one has been home in 3 days.
Yeah.
Disposition unfounded. They're home.
Somebody's been home that we noticed.
Yeah. Animal stray on Central. RP states, a neighbor's dog keeps getting out. May have been hit last seen heading toward 29th Street. Disposition unable to locate. So it just kept going, I guess. So
guess he wasn't hit too hard.
Yeah. Harassment, Highway 120. RP states that a man has tried messaging her daughter. Disposition, assistance given. So close to Valentine's Day, Ross. The holiday that confused stalkers. What that is. They just don't know. Don't know which way to turn.
No.
Traffic stop at the Cody Law Enforcement Center. Driver arrested on a DUI at 11 o'clock in the morning in front of the Law Enforcement Center. That's just not good driving at all, right?
No.
No.
I'll take the shortcut next to the jail.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Ready report, County Road 2AB. Anonymous RP says there's a gold truck driving intoxicated with children. Just the truck is drunk.
When trucks drink.
I know, that's a, you don't want to get that whiskey Ford. the vodka Toyota. No, you don't want to do that. Citizen contact at the Park County Library. Out with a male subject from a ready report. Disposition, arrest made. This at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At the library.
Let's get drunk and go figure out the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, we'll get drunk and go read. That sounds like fun. Ready report on Bighorn Avenue. RP says there's a red sedan swerving all over the road in front of him. Disposition, unable to locate. So, once again, those drivers tend to drive away. So, traffic stop at Beck Lake Park. Driver warned for license plate light and being in the park after hours. Warning issued. So, he was out there being romantic, possibly, Russ. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We don't know.
Thanks for killing the mood, officer.
Miscellaneous assistance on South Fork Avenue. RP called and stated there are a lot of vehicles stuck on the hill. Disposition referred to other agencies. So the Cody police are not going to go and push everybody out because they had to just leave the house and go for a cruise. No, they're not going to do that. But, yeah, if your vehicle is not ready for winter driving and slick roads, maybe don't drive it, especially if you live on the 11th Street Hill, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're on a hill, it's okay going down, you know?
Until you get to the bottom.
Yeah, it's going up. That's where your problem is. Threats, Cody High School, RP says threats have been made on her son's life.
Ah!
So that's some extreme bullying that's going on there, over there. Let's see, traffic stop on Beck Avenue. Driver citation issued, no proof liability insurance, warrant for failure to yield right away, failure to display front license plate, and no right turn signal. Disposition, citation issued. So again, getting pulled over, I'm not going to use my signal. Not with a cop behind me.
You knew I was pulling over.
Come on. You should have. And there we are back again. So I was getting pulled over, Russ. Didn't want to use my signal. Child welfare, Park County Library. Purple coat, skinny jeans with baby. And son, subject grabbed son by coat, pushed him to the ground. Disposition, assistance given. So she can afford a skinny jeans, but no babysitting classes.
Push him to the ground and assistance given. What'd you do? Help hold him down?
Yeah, that's those toddlers. You know they don't stay down.
Kind of like a weeble. They wobble, but they don't fall down.
Drug-related at Cody High School. Subject keeps leaving class and going to the restroom across the school instead of near his class. Very suspicious. And his eyes appear droopy when he returns. Hey, droopy eyes. What you doing?
They just recounted my entire 4 years in high school.
Old droopy eye Graham.
Going to the restroom on the other side of the school. What's he doing over there?
He's been in there a long time. Well, he does live next to the taco stand. You know, you don't know. Let's see, traffic complaint, Holiday Inn, vehicle driving erratic, swerving in the lanes, pushed RP off the road.
Ah!
Disposition assistance given. So the cops came in and pushed the guy off the road, too. So. nuisance complaint on Rumsey Avenue. RP states that her neighbor is not shoveling his sidewalk. Come on. You are responsible for shoveling your sidewalk. Okay, I know. I've heard the story before, and a lot of people will wait till it quits snowing to actually shovel their sidewalk.
Yes.
And then, you know, if you get just a little skiff and it's supposed to snow again, maybe wait till it's piled up.
I don't know the wording of the ordinance, but there's always going to be a little ice and snow to deal with.
Yeah, and if it's, if you've gone quite a while, if you've never shoveled your side, you're probably going to catch something. But I try walking a big dog and trying to find sidewalks that are shoveled around No, you're not going to find. Or even find sidewalks. You know? That's part of the problem. Welfare check on 29th Street. RP received an email from subject saying she is scared. Passed out last night from a migraine. Disposition assistance given. So what do? Do you call your doctor? Nope, you email a friend.
Scott, got this pesky bullet wound.
Yeah,
what should I do?
I'm scared.
Signed, Russ. And then I'm going to get mad if you don't immediately respond.
Send you a text back. Directions to the hospital. Yeah,
An hour later, Russ.
Yeah.
Russ.
Motor vehicle crash. Best Western IVN. RP said someone backed into her car. Subject left a note. RP will be in the lobby of the Ivy disposition. See case.
So. Yeah, but the note only said neener, neener.
Yeah, this is just me pretending to write a note.
Exactly. Yeah, so the people around. Oh, good. Yeah. They're leaving a note. No problem.
Patrol Extra. Theft. Walmart. 18 to 20 year old. Possibly intoxicated and shoplifting. Once again, the drunks are shoplifting at Walmart. So it's one of those things to do, Russ. Maybe it's. Wow. Maybe it's an internet challenge.
At least they're not at the library trying to read.
Yeah. Threats, 29th Street. RP says she's being threatened by via text from a female disposition. Assistance given. Too lazy to call, Ross, or to go in person. Nope, I'm just going to send a threatening text.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then the emojis. There's lots of, like, knife stabbing and stuff, you know, that you can pull up if you're... If you're that into it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Animal stray, RP states, a cat caught in a trap disposition to animal shelter. Wonder what company makes cat traps, you know? Do you grow up thinking, I'm going to make the perfect cat trap. Yeah. What about squirrels? No. I like squirrels. Just cat. Oh. Road hazard blockage at AutoZone. Large rock in the road. Looks like someone hit it. Disposition. Assistance given. That's the marketing guy at AutoZone, Ross.
Hit this rock. Get your parts here.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you hit the rock, huh? Well, here's what you need.
Uh-huh.
We got that stuff on sale. So, and then traffic stop on Carter Avenue. Driver warned for failure to use a turn signal. Warning issued. So it's like the one guy who gets pulled over by a cop, even though the whole town of Cody is not using their turn signals.
Entire of Park County.
All of Park County. I didn't use their turn signal. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. You need help there? Ask for Droopy Eye Tim over there at Aldridge's. Anyway, I appreciate the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter report.
Was there ever a disposition on Droopy Eyed Kid?